You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the House of Hockey podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network. Hockey is more than a game, it's a lifestyle. It's you, the diehard supportive fans, your favorite players who are on the team you cheer for and the organization who supports them.
The companies that make your gear, bags, and beer league sweaters. The hockey moms and hockey dads and everything else that makes this House of Hockey your home. Come on in. I'm Breezy.
And I'm Ray Ray.
And this is our house. Welcome to the House of Hockey podcast. This is episode 80, and I'm one of your hosts, Breezy.
And I'm your other host, Ray Ray.
And we're getting there, man. We're getting there.
It's like one step in front of the other. We've got training camp this week. We had prospects camp last week. It's like we can taste it. We can smell the ice.
We can. We really can. It's almost here. Those days are getting crossed off. Those days are getting crossed off, man.
You got your calendar. You got your calendar rolling.
I do. I really do.
I haven't done it. Like I said. What does have me excited and super pumped was the news of Zdeno Chara signing with the New York Islanders on a one-year contract.
You know, I saw that and I was like, whew, she's going to be stoked.
Like, not look at the smile on my face, and I'm not even an Islanders fan.
It's going to be crazy. I think that it's going to make maybe their games a little bit more exciting. I think that they needed something, like a Chara to come in. I don't know. They're definitely a force to be reckoned with. And I think adding, little pieces together, I think it's only making them stronger. Obviously, that's what you do when you add pieces to the puzzle. And yeah, exciting.
I mean, everybody is like, they're making a run for it this year. Zach Parise, Chara coming back after being originally drafted by the Islanders. I've got some facts for you. So Chara, let me first make my point and then I'll go back to Chara's facts. I'm very excited for this. I think Trotz is trying to emulate some of the elements of defensive, tough, big body player in Chara, as we've seen with the Lightning and the Blues over the last few years. So there's a formula that we've seen over the last couple of years that seems to be working, but there's also got to have all of those other magical elements and chemistry. And we all know that the Islanders don't play the same style of offensive hockey that some of the other teams do. So we'll see if that model still applies to their style of play. But I'm excited about this. And I think it's so cool that it's come full circle for Chara being originally selected by the Islanders in the third round. He was the 56th pick of the 1996 NHL draft. Think about how old you were in 1996. You might not have even known who Chara was. Chara has scored 666 points. That's not a good luck number, in 1,608 regular season games with the Capitals, Bruins, Senators, and Islanders. And he's 13th in, I believe, overall games played. And he played his first four NHL seasons with the Islanders from 97 to 2001. He's 44 years old, and he's the oldest player in the NHL and is about to start his 24th season.
That is nuts. That's crazy. Yeah. Wow.
Unbelievable. Well, what a guy.
It is. What a guy. I think, I think we're going to see at this point, he's got nothing left to lose, right? He's definitely probably in his last year or two of his career, hopefully more, but usually around this age, probably the last year or two, he's honestly probably going to give it all he's got. And I think we're going to see he's definitely needs to, get his 666 number out and, move onward from that bad luck number. So I think he's going to do everything he can to not only help out the team, but just add more points to his book. And I don't know, I think he's going to try to make a run for it.
I'm excited to see how the dynamics unfold with everybody there. But I think the Islanders play such a team game and they have such a close bond, it would appear, from just some of the interactions in post-game interviews and all of that kind of stuff. I think it's going to be a good move. They're going to be welcoming.
I totally agree.
But and somebody's career is ending, right?
Yeah. And maybe? On a not so good note, career has ended for a longtime Canucks and Ducks player, Ryan Kessler. A couple seasons ago, he was struggling pretty bad with a hip injury. And I guess he went and got, the surgeries and whatnot, the therapy that he had to get. And he ended up playing, I think it was another season. And he had said that he just hated the game at that point because he was in so much pain. He didn't necessarily hate the game, but he did to a certain extent because he just felt that he was in so much pain. He was never going to get back to the player he was. And I think just mentally that's has to be really draining for someone. I mean, you're going through a lot. You're putting your body through a lot. You love something, but at the same time, you're growing to hate it. And it's a total bummer. But on the bright side, he is able to move to where he can still play with his kids and get his kids into skating and coaching and whatnot. So sad day for Ryan Kessler, I would say, but on the flip side, at least he's still is functional to enjoy his family time and move back and be closer to family. So
yeah,
that's all I got about Ryan Kessler.
Let's stay with the sort of sad news too, because apparently Patrick Kane is working through some quote nagging issue. Excuse me? What? Apparently this was happening like all last season too. And so this is coming to light. I'm a little concerned that this could be a real issue. I mean, Kaner is an incredible talent and can clearly play through any sort of nagging issue. Like it's just bothering him, not necessarily stopping him from playing. And he said that he's like working through it and has found maybe some things that are making whatever this is better. But then buried deep in this article, I saw a quote about Jonathan Tase. That said, although there's no timetable for Tase's return, wait a minute. You told me he was coming back. Like, he's going to be playing this season. Now you're telling me there's no freaking timetable and that he's just expected to play at some point this season? Well, how did that get buried? That's buried in the story. That's really important. Now you're telling me that I might not have Kane and Taze this season? Oh my God. It's like just crushing the Blackhawks fans' souls. First, you give us this like teaser of Fleury, but don't get too excited. He might retire. Oh, here's pictures of Fleury in Blackhawks pads. Oh, we've signed the Jones brothers. Yay. Look at this PR stunt. This is so great for the franchise. Oh, but Kane and Taze might not play. Like, really? This is how it feels to be a Blackhawks fan. The emotional roller coaster is like not healthy. Oh. Am I being dramatic? That's a lot to handle.
It is a lot.
Keith is gone. I mean, all of these things.
You're having a mental breakdown over there. I can see it. And you sounded like a turkey just now.
Sorry. It was like I needed a sip of water and the saliva was like not helping me. Oh my God. Do you know we have wild turkeys where I live? Things really? I never thought I would say or see. I break for wild turkeys, Breezy. Because they cross the road.
We have wild peacocks.
Okay, see, that's prettier. But they're also, like, pretty aggressive, right?
And loud and annoying. Yeah, I mean, not, like, in my neighborhood, but the neighborhood above mine, peacocks.
The turkeys and don't you have to say break. Much.
Well, that's good that they don't say much, because these peacocks scream at you.
Yeah, I've just gone through a lot as a Blackhawks fan. And then also, you know, that whole investigation that's been going on with Bowman and all of that.
Gotcha.
We got a lot going on.
Yeah. And speaking of big events.
What?
This is a big event. The Maple Leafs will play the Sabres in a Heritage Classic in Hamilton, Ontario, which is awesome.
Because that's where your neighbor's from, right?
Yes, neighbor, and well, because they are neighbors, basically family. Super exciting. All I've ever grown up knowing is Hamilton is like the hockey mecca of even like Toronto in general. So just knowing the people who live in Hamilton, they're so excited to even have hockey and they want a team so badly. I don't think they will ever get a team, but it's just so cool that they're actually playing. I mean, the state that's literally a meeting point in between, you know, the Sabres and the Maple Leafs. So I think it's going to be cool. I think you're going to have fans from both sides that are going to be there. I don't know. It's just a really exciting time.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool. Is the game going to be that exciting?
I think so.
For you Absolutely. As a Leafs fan, but not for Buffalo fans, like, oof,
it's going to be something cool for Buffalo because it's like an exciting thing that they are going to be a part of, you know?
True.
And with the rivalry that happens between the two teams because they are so close together, I just think that it's going to be a really good thing for the Sabres organization in the first place. Sabres fans deserve some sort of excitement, and this should be one of them, whether or not they play well or they or not. It's still something really cool to have.
It is.
So, yeah.
I'm intrigued. I like the placement of it being in Hamilton. I think that's going to be very exciting.
And I was doing some research on the whole Hamilton hockey thing and whatnot. And there's like this whole big long thing. I'm not going to waste your guys' time by doing the whole read, but something that was pretty cool, and I guess you can consider this your fun fact of the week, is that if hockey is popular enough in a city, they could support a NHL team. So if a city of a size of a 700,000 plus wants a team, they could technically get one because it would support a team at a national level.
Well, well, well.
So look at that.
Are the Coyotes going to Hamilton?
I mean, maybe. Maybe.
No, no, they're staying in Arizona. Don't worry.
Yeah, no, they're staying in Arizona. But it is cool to know that, like, it, I mean, especially in Canada. So the main quote came from if a city in Canada had more than 700,000 followers, or not followers, people in their city, that it could support the team, because Canada, I mean, every single person in Canada, for the most part, loves hockey. So as far as Arizona goes, I don't really know if everybody in Arizona is a big hockey fan. I know that they are big Coyotes fans, so I'm not discrediting them that, but.
Well, also it's like country of Canada has how many hundreds of millions, and the state of Arizona has like.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway.
Hey, but don't question the fandom of the Coyotes fans, because they are pretty rowdy.
I'm not. I was just throwing out one of those hypotheses.
Hypotheses.
No.
I like it.
This week's episode of the House of Hockey podcast is brought to you by... Week 2 of football is in the books, and now it's time to review the tape and get ready for Week 3 with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off another action-packed week, DraftKings is giving new customers $150 instantly when they bet $1 on any football game. Listen up, because you don't want to miss this. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and place a bet of $1 on any Week 3 game to receive $150 in free bets instantly. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN, that's THPN for the Hockey Podcast Network, to receive $150 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only, new customers only. A minimum $5 deposit and a $1 wager is required, one per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Yeah, speaking of hypotheses, yeah. I'm sorry. My brain is so wrapped up in this true crime Gabby Petito case going on. I'm sure more information is coming out before this episode comes out, but my mind is just, I just took a full left-hand turn from this conversation, but I just saw something. I was like, oh my God.
Okay.
I gotta check TikTok.
Oh, I gotta check TikTok. No, you gotta check the AP Wire, the news source. I know,
but there are so many people on TikTok that just give you the information, and then you're like able, like, whoa, and then you go to all these other news sources, and then you get more information.
Breezy, that's not good. That's not good. You can't trust those.
I'm not trusting TikTok videos. I'm listening to what everybody else is saying, but this is what I think is happening. This is what I'm thinking.
Oh,
is happening.
Okay.
You the have theories. To listen to other. Yes, you have to listen to other people's thoughts and opinions. But when you go to the news articles or like the Twitter accounts that are pointing, you know, the FBI is doing this, the FBI is doing that. That's where you get your information from.
Okay. Okay.
Because I have my own thoughts on what happened, but.
Okay, if people are like, what the hell are you guys talking about? I've seen like a lot of this, but I have not taken any interest in it. She was a YouTube star?
No, like an aspiring blogger who had a YouTube channel.
Okay.
With her fiance.
And the fiance and the girl have disappeared?
Well, the girl disappeared.
The fiance didn't.
I don't want to say disappeared. She went...
Missing.
Missing only after the fiance drove from the Grand Tetons all the way back to Florida in her van and was like, didn't have her with him. But he's not saying where she is. But her like last location that anybody had saw her was in Moab in Utah.
Okay.
And he was last spotted by himself in the Grand Tetons. She wasn't there, but he talked about her. But then he ended up back in Florida in her van without her. Like, where did she go? And now he's gone. People are saying he's missing. He obviously knows something. So he's hiding. He's not missing. Or maybe he is. I don't know.
Everything ends in Florida. I can say that from fact of working in news in Florida. almost every major national headline story had some connection to the state of Florida. And it was like,
but what's crazy is her All Trails app is saying that her current location is in Puerto Rico.
What's an All Trails app?
I guess it's something like if you go and like you trail hike like national parks and something, it's like an app that you have. I think it's called All Trails. But yeah, she's showing in Puerto Rico, which is close to Florida. I mean,
true.
All right, let's reel it back in.
We'll reel it back in. But I have an update on Evander Kane. And
okay.
I'm not going to go off on him. I'm just going to read you one quote. So Evander Kane has officially gone on the record with ESPN's Linda Cohen, because as you all know, the NHL television broadcasting rights are half given to ESPN. And he did a sit down with her where he said he never bet on NHL games, but he admitted he has a gambling problem and that he no longer gambles and has received counseling for the issue. He denied all of the allegations made by his estranged wife in that really wild social media post situation in which she accused him of betting on and throwing NHL games. Evander Kane said, obviously, it's incredibly false. We will have the Investigation League findings of those claims soon, was the quote in the article. We will have results of it soon. And what's most interesting to me about this is not anything he said, but that the league allowed him to sit down and talk about this. And two, we're going to be getting a lot more of these kinds of interviews, I would suspect, from ESPN now that they have the broadcasting rights and sort of the credibility. Also, this is not great for the NHL that this is the first freaking story that Linda Cohen does about hockey for the NHL. So in that sense, I kind of wish the league had said, we politely decline your invitation, Linda, because this is not setting the league up for success. Like, where is like all of the like good stories rolling out on ESPN about the NHL? No, let's start with what is the degenerate gambler with an addiction and a girlfriend who's gone off on social media. Let's start with the real flashy, trashy headline and really put the league out on a good foot. Like, come on. Doesn't that bother you that like that's the first story?
You know, I didn't really pay attention, to be honest. I was too worried about other
things. That Gabby girl or whatever her name is. It just... You know, I'm so protective of this sport and league, and I'm so just, you know, we don't want it to turn into the NBA. And I just think that this was not the best way to start off.
Or maybe it was a relatable thing, and people who maybe aren't hockey fans are going, whoa, this is happening in the NHL. Interesting. Let me watch it. Let me now watch some games and see, like, are they throwing games? Mm-hmm. Are they doing, let me watch this guy play a game. So maybe it's a good thing.
All press is good press.
That's true. Yeah.
Just unfortunately. Makes- It gives me a bad feeling. Gives me a bad feeling.
No bad vibes, though. We don't like bad vibes.
No, but I just, I don't like the direction that these things are going. I'm a little old school, I guess, and I'm just protective. I'm protective of the things that I enjoy.
That's okay.
So that's all I got. The only other interesting thing that I thought was worth mentioning was that this has got to be one of the weirder things that the NHL does, speaking of like loving the league and all of that and the game, not the league. Let me rephrase that. Loving the game of hockey, where veteran NHL players like Boyle have to sign a professional tryout contract and then they end up going to training camps. And like, that's gotta be awkward, right? Like you've been a veteran, you're an unsigned veteran player. You haven't earned a contract. Nobody's picked you up. You have all this credibility and all this experience. You've been in the league for a long time. So a team will sign you to a professional tryout, like PTO, professional tryout contract. And then you have to go to training camp. And then you don't know if you're going to make the team, but you've like had all this professional ice time. And then you're at training camp with like rookies and like all these other people that you're trying to earn a spot for. Like, that's got to be stressful and uncomfortable.
Well, you got to figure they are getting the senior discount now, so that could be good. But also, I mean,
IHOP on a Tuesday at 7 in the morning, Breezy?
You may not have an opportunity to play, right? But anything that you can do to get, you know, your feet, your skates back on the ice and play with some of the best athletes in the world, I think anybody would take that opportunity, whether or not you're guaranteed to make the team or not. Or maybe you do get signed and you play, you're a healthy scratch all year, or maybe you just play down below. And but I think if I was a veteran and I wasn't signed and I could sign, like I had the opportunity to, I'd go through with it. I mean, you're still going to be staying in shape. You still get to go out there. You still get to be involved in something that's been a part of your life for 8, 10, 12, 14, I don't know, 24 seasons if you're freaking Chara. And, you know, you might get some money in the bank. If not, you still have a chance. As long as you're willing to work for it, you could still have an opportunity. And I think that's a cool thing. I mean, you got to figure when LeBron decides that, you know, maybe he doesn't want to get signed anymore. Maybe not LeBron because he's like a big time name, but you really think he's like, oh yeah, put me on a professional tryout. No, he's going to be like,
I'm not trying out. No, Bron would be like, I don't try out. Yeah. You either want me or you don't. And I want $100 million for a season.
Right. See? But if it was maybe not him, but maybe if it was like another, like not so popular player, like they would probably be like, no, I'm either going to play, like you either sign me or you don't sign me. They're not going to go to tryouts, right? I mean, I don't know. Right. I don't watch other sports, but I think it's cool that the NHL does do something like that. And it's giving older guys the opportunity to come back and play, even if it's just for a couple games of the season. So
that's a much better positive outlook on this, Breezy, than I had.
Hey, you know what? Like I said, no bad vibes. This is the new me.
I'm glad you're in this place because I need it. Clearly. Anytime.
Go ahead. Just
clearly you have to rein my hostility and frustration and negativity in. So thanks.
Just got to see it out of the other eye sometimes. Is that the right saying? I don't even know.
I don't know, but can you send me some rose colored glasses? Cause I think that's what you meant. Or the glass maybe. Half full.
I mean, my glass is definitely empty when it's something this good, so.
But some would say that that's half full, not half empty.
That's a quarter full.
There you go.
It's not quite empty, but it is a quarter full. And sometimes that's all you need. All you need is a quarter tank of gas to keep on trucking. And that's what we're going to do. Because hockey comes out in a couple days.
Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey podcast. We'll be back next week.